We're looking at Acts chapter 24, verses 22 through 27. This is, as we have seen, Paul's defense before Governor Felix at Caesarea Maritima. Now, as we finished last time, we saw that after Paul's rather brilliant defense, Felix was left with no credible witnesses to prove that Paul had done both sacrilege and caused a riot. He faced the same problem that the proconsul Gallio dealt with in Acts chapter 18, a Jewish theological debate over the resurrection. In verse 22, Luke records for us, "At that point, Felix, who was quite familiar with the way, adjourned the hearing and said, 'Wait until Lysias, the garrison commander, arrives. Then I will decide the case.'" I find this interesting. Felix could have summarily dismissed the case since there was no concrete evidence against Paul. But he doesn't. Instead, he decides to summon Claudius Lysias, the Antonio fortress commander, and have him testify to the facts of the case. Doesn't this seem a bit odd, seeing as how Lysias had already explained the events in his letter to Governor Felix? It seems as if there is something else happening in the background. Or is Felix hesitating because he's concerned about the Sanhedrin's response if he dismisses the case? The late John MacArthur suggests, "He knew enough about Christianity to be responsible. He was like Pilate. He was convinced of the testimony of the accused, but he was afraid of the Jews. So he postponed the decision until Claudius Lysias could come and add information, and he never called Claudius Lysias. It was a convenient non-decision. It was a nothing. It was a postponement." There's a lot of debate as to what Felix was really doing by postponing his decision. Was he being careful, or was he in fact worried about the Jews' response if he exonerated Paul and let him go free? Well, with Felix's decision to summon the garrison commander before making a decision, he is also in a place where he has to do something about Paul. He cannot let him go before rendering a decision. He also cannot pass any judgments. In effect, the trial is on hold, and Paul is, as we say, in limbo. This being the case, here's what we read in verse 23. "He ordered an officer to keep Paul in custody, but to give him some freedom and allow his friends to visit him and take care of his needs." So Felix ordered an officer, in this case a centurion, to keep Paul under guard. As we have noted in the past, a centurion typically had a charge of 100 soldiers. But they had many more duties just than overseeing soldiers. They were battle-hardened officers that had a high degree of responsibility. The centurion's duty to guard Paul reflects the Roman legal system practice of ensuring the security of its prisoners, especially those awaiting trial. The centurion was expected to maintain order and discipline, and his presence signified the seriousness with which Roman authorities treated Paul's case. So Paul now finds himself in a position where he will not be set free. At the same time, he will not be convicted, but he doesn't know how long the process will take. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.